अदरक ने, अदरक ने, अदरक ने।
We have seen the Prophet prophesize the rise of the Mahdi. We have seen his prophecy that there will be 12 Khulafa after him, and how it connects with the concept of the earth never being void of a Hujjah of Allah. Why is knowing the Khulafa important? Because it is imperative that one knows who his Imam is. In the Shia sources, the well-known hadith says, the one who dies without knowing the Imam of his time dies the death of one who lived in the age of ignorance before Islam. In Sunni sources, we find the hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, the one who dies while he has not pledged allegiance will die the death of the age of ignorance. The key question then arises as to who are the Imams? Who are the Khulafa? Where do we go for that leadership and guidance? In answer to these questions, the Prophet did not leave it to our whims. And he stated very clearly in Al-Hadith Al-Thaqalain that the Ahlul Bayt are partnered with the Qur'an in this unique matter. The two are what the Prophet left behind for the Muslims to take hold of when he is gone from this world. In Hadith Al-Thaqalain, he gave the guarantee that whoever takes hold of both, the Qur'an and his itra, the Ahlul Bayt, he will never go astray. The two will never depart from one another. In other words, the Ahlul Bayt are the personifications of the Qur'an. Then on many occasions and most visibly and manifest, when the Prophet gathered the Muslims in Ghadir Khum and proclaimed Ali ibn Abi Talib as the Mawla and Master of every believer, we see that none could compare to Ali alayhi salam. The praise, the merits, the virtues, the fada'il of Ali are incomparable, and they outweigh all the merits and virtues, whether genuine or not, that are counted for other companions of the Prophet. We will find that he is the door to the city of knowledge. We find that he is the most knowledgeable after the Holy Prophet. We find that he is the most courageous and brave. We find that he is the most wise and intelligent. We find that he is the greatest in ibadah and worship. We find that he is the most generous and benevolent. We find that he is the measure of Iman, and that it is him and his Shia who are to obtain salvation in the hereafter. We find that he is just and fair. We find that he puts Islam, the religion of God, before everything else. We find that he was the Harun to the Prophet. We find that he and his household are the purified ones. We find that he was with the Prophet from the beginning of his mission to the end, with unmatched loyalty and belief. We find that countless times he risked everything for the Prophet and for Islam. We find that he is with the truth and the truth is with him. We find that he is with the Qur'an and the Qur'an is with him. We find that there are so many verses in the Qur'an that are revealed in his honor and to mark his virtues. In short, there is nobody on the face of the earth better than him after the Holy Prophet. If we bring all of these hadiths together and join them with the hadiths that indicate that there will be 12 Khulafa after the Prophet, if we understand that this cannot be applied to the political leadership that arose after the Prophet, as we have seen, then we will need to find the alternative. If we understand the fact that the Mahdi will be from the offspring of Ali, if we truly understand, then we can see why Imam Ali is to be the first Khalifa, the first Imam of the 12 Imams, and the final Imam will be the Mahdi. Once we arrive to be content with the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib, then we will be further guided towards understanding who the Mahdi is. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.